Hey everyone, welcome to another episode. Today we're going to dig into social media marketing. I have a presentation that goes along with this, so we'll do a split webinar basically where this is part presentation and then part hands-on learning. So let's go ahead and get started. Did you know that over 1 million new businesses launch each year? Yet nearly 40% fail in their first year and 80% within five. I'm Derek Schmidt and I don't want you to become another statistic. That's why I started the Entrepreneur Bootcamp podcast. I'm going to use real-world experience and straightforward advice to help you navigate through the rough waters of entrepreneurship. Whether you're drafting your first business plan or aiming for new heights, this is your toolkit for however you define success. Let's dive in. A little recap of what we're going to learn today. We're going to go over some terms that you should be familiar with your social media marketing. We're going to look at different stages of the sales funnel. We're going to look at creating and researching audiences, creating and researching ads, and then finally measuring ad performance and KPIs. And at the very end here, we're going to use ChatGPT and AI to help come up with some of these ad copies and ad creatives, as well as some social media posts for your content calendar. And then I also have a chatbot that I want to share with you guys, which should hopefully use my prompts that I've created over the time that I've been using artificial intelligence and make it easier for you to implement it for your business. So to get started, some terms that you should be familiar with. First, clicks. This is how many times somebody has clicked on your ads. Impressions. This is the total views on your ads, so how many times people saw your ads. Cost per click. This is the average amount of money you're spending based on how many people click on your ads. Your cost per acquisition. This is the average amount of money you're paying for each conversion or event based on your impressions, clicks, and conversions. Conversions, I think this is the holy grail of advertising because ultimately this is what reports on your return on investment. But conversions means how many people reached your desired outcome. Is that buying a product? Is that visiting your store? Is that filling out some sort of lead generation form? Whatever that is ultimately your conversion. Your click-through rate, how many people clicked on your ad based on the number of impressions. Campaigns. Now, when you think of campaigns, ad groups, or otherwise known as ad sets and ads as part of a hierarchy. Your campaigns are the top level of that hierarchy. So it's used to group your ads and your ad groups and ad sets. Ad groups or ad sets. Now, several ad groups and ad sets can belong to a campaign. Your ad groups are the second level to that hierarchy. Ads. Each ad group or ad set can have several ads that belong to it. So several ads can belong to an ad group. Ads are the third and final level to that hierarchy. Pixels. This is a tracking script often used with Facebook, Google, Instagram, TikTok, etc. to measure online traffic, how many people visit your website from your ads, and ultimately your conversions. Events. These are custom or predefined conversions. They're used to measure the success of an ad, ad group, and or campaign. All right, so let's take a look at the sales funnel. What you see here is a graphic representing the different stages of the sales funnel. Awareness, this is generally when people become aware of your product or brand and what your company offers. Some of the tactics you'll use in this stage are social media management, organic search link SEO, maybe your internet radio, your podcast advertising, television advertising, billboards, print ads, PR strategy, etc. Following that, you have your interest section on the sales funnel. This is where prospects know about your brand or your service, but they need a little bit more nurturing through additional information. So some of the ways they may get that and some tactics used in this stage: social media marketing, search engine ads like paid advertising on Google and Bing, remarketing, and events and or workshops. Then you have your consideration stage. This is when they're almost ready to buy from you, but they just need a little bit more nudging. These are prospects that are almost ready to convert, but they need social proof or more information about what sets your brand apart from your competitors. Some of the tactics you may use in this stage are email nurturing, such as lead gen offers, checklists, etc., and or remarketing. And then finally, you have the last stage of the sales funnel. This is the decision stage. This is ultimately what converts the prospect with an offer, a demo, a sale, a purchase, whatever. But it doesn't just stop there. Once you're done with the sale, and I think where a lot of businesses could possibly improve is creating raving fans. There's a really good book called Raving Fans about how to do this. But ultimately, your customers and your clients can become your sales force if you do an outstanding job and they go and tell their friends about you, right? Social proof, your word of mouth is still going to be the best form of your marketing. All right, so let's break down an example of a sales funnel here. And I will use a web design agency as the example. Let's say we're a web design agency and we create a blog post about 10 ways a small business can beat their competitors in search engines online. The post will be geared towards business owners who are looking for SEO tips to help outrank their competitors on search engines. This post will be educational and valuable to the reader to encourage sharing for organic growth and trust with the audience, but it's not sales driven. Without speaking over their heads, we'll provide 10 resourceful tips on how a company can better optimize their website and outrank the competitors. What's important here is that we stay relevant to the topic. We'll ask the user for the share at the end of the article when they're done reading it. We'll make sure there's some reporting software like Google Analytics installed to measure how long users spend on this page and how much traffic it receives. And then finally, using a remarketing tag from Google or similar service like social media, we can create a custom audience so that anybody who has viewed this post, we can basically segment them and put them in their own bucket to start showing them remarketing ads to hopefully move them further and further down the funnel. Now, an example, one of those remarketing ads and landing pages that they may see in the middle of the funnel, we're going to advertise to those who have visited that blog post, and we're going to offer a free webinar. So this free webinar, it's called How to Create an Amazing Page That Engages Search Engines and Converts Users. The page is short and to the point. It does not distract them with a lot of information. We're going to create a heading that reminds them why they came and what they're getting. We're going to have a lead generation form on the website. Remember, with your lead gen forms, the less information they have to give, the more likely it is they'll convert. So think name, phone number, email, and that's it. If you start asking a bunch of questions, there's a chance that they're going to fall off and you're not going to have as high as a conversion rate. The goal here is to get their information and provide them with what you promised to provide value. Users who visit this page can then be added to another remarketing list or custom audience to move them further down the sales funnel. So now we've got our bottom of the funnel. This is where we're going to educate them, showing further value in the webinar before leading into the pitch. And an example of that could be something like, we're only taking 3 new clients in this industry. Act now to find those who are searching for your business, right? And that's kind of an act of urgency. Whether or not that's still as effective post-COVID versus pre-COVID, I'll let you decide that. But as the example, we're going to tell those who are interested to follow the sign-up link and help close the deal. This would link to a landing page with basic information about the business and a sign-up form. And then we can create a remarketing list or a custom audience to upsell or cross-sell our customers later. We can also create a custom audience or remarketing audience to advertise to people who did not convert on this, but may need a little more motivation or maybe even some different messaging on why you are the solution to their problem and why they should do business with you or buy your products or services. All right, so before you really dig into social media marketing, it's very important that you know your audience. I have a whole video on this, including how you can use AI to help define your target audience and create 3 to 5 target personas. If you need to check that out, follow our YouTube video, join our community, visit our website. You should find that video there, that video tutorial. Now, in addition to knowing your target audience, it's important to know where they're spending their time. So this graphic here, as of April 2024, shows that the world's most used social media platforms in order of ranking are Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, WhatsApp, TikTok, WeChat, Facebook Messenger, Telegram, Snapchat, and then a few others. Now this next slide here, and this is as of January 2023, shows the total amount of social media users versus the total population. And if we focus here on Northern America, because that's where I believe my audience is, 73.9% of the population are social media users. And then lastly, this last slide as of April 2023 helps show what different social media platforms these audience overlaps include. So Facebook users, for example, are also using YouTube, that's 71%. 72% are also using WhatsApp, 76% are also using Instagram, 50% are also using TikTok, etc. If you look down below, YouTube users, 76% of those users also use Facebook. 70% also use WhatsApp. 75% of YouTube users also use Instagram. 46% also use TikTok. So this can be valuable information when you're deciding on where and how to spend your time online and how to engage with your audience outside of just your website or in-person visits. Now let's take a look at the benefits of creating an audience. And before I do that, I want to demonstrate some of the knowledge that you may get from Facebook's free audience insights tool. And so I put an example in here, Videography Services Wilmington NC. Basically, what this is doing is it is analyzing all the users across the Meta platform, and it's giving me specific information based on all the users that it has information on and my filter, my criteria that I'm searching for. So using that videography and photography example for Wilmington NC, I can see that 56% of that audience are women, 44% are men. I can see that 40% are married, following 30% that are single and 20% in a relationship. I can see 71% of this audience is college educated, 24% being high school educated, 5% being grad school. And then on the right-hand side of my screen here, you can see a list of different businesses, both local and national, that may have similar interests or share this audience. So what I can do from this information is this gives me an idea on not only where can I additionally market and advertise my business, but what other businesses may I have a potential partnership with if we share the same audiences. And so if there's Battle House Laser Tag, for example, maybe somebody that does business with us gets a free gift certificate to Battle House Laser Tag or a specific promotion or a discount, right? There are a ton of different ways that I can approach a partnership with these businesses, but that is also what I'm able to gather from this slide outside of just social media marketing. Now, to continue, I can see that 39% of this audience in the last 30 days have clicked on ads. I can see they are mainly mobile users at 58%, 42% being desktop users. I can see that 60% of this audience are iPhone, iPod users, 40% being Android. Now, to summarize basically everything that I found in the free audience insights tool for Facebook, this is an example of the type of information that I gathered from that. So based on videography and video production interests for people that live in Wilmington, North Carolina, we've gone through our demographics, our gender, how many are married, primarily college educated, they have interest in the following other local businesses. They primarily use desktop and mobile devices, iOS users. And then what I can do with this information is I can start to create custom and saved audiences. Again, I can have potential partnerships with other businesses. I can use this information specifically, even what they're interested in our content strategy. I can create landing pages that are specific to this audience or specific to some of the other businesses that they already visit. And then I can make informed decisions on where and how to advertise my business. So let's take a look at how do you go about creating your audience. And before we get into creating your audience, I just want to break down some of the pros and cons to each type of audience. So first and foremost, we have what we call custom saved audiences. Custom saved audiences are a way for you to create and save an audience and targeting information so that you can come back and use it later. Some of the pros to this is you get very detailed targeting. It's also best for split testing audiences, but some of the drawbacks to this, it's more of a generalized approach and it potentially shows your ads to people who might not be interested in your products or services. Now, if we look at lookalike audiences, this type of audience uses your customer list, such as email addresses and or a pixel that's installed on your website or mobile app to create a lookalike audience based on other social media users that match all of the demographics, the geographics, and the psychographics of the people that are within your pixel or your email list. So basically, it is using the people you are already doing business with and creating the closest lookalike audience to what interests and demographics that audience has. Some of the pros to this, it's more effective targeting, it's a cheaper cost per click, and it's a better return on your investment. However, it does require some website traffic, or at the very least, it requires a customer list that you could probably export from something like QuickBooks or your CRM or even directly in your mail client of choice. Then we have a retargeting audience. So to retarget to users who have already shown an interest in your company, you'll need to create a custom audience. Some of the benefits of a retargeted audience is more effective targeting. It's a cheaper cost per click. It's a better return and the ability to segment users based on what they're interested in. The drawback to this is it does indeed require website traffic. Now I'll go through in just a moment and show you an example on how you can create these different segments and these different audiences. But before I do, I think it's really valuable for you to know what are some of the best practices when it comes to creating your ads online. Credit to this slide from Jason Swank, part of his course that I signed up for years ago. He had mentioned that in order to have really successful social media ads online, there are some similarities that you need to have between ads that do really well and ads that don't perform. So at the very top, the ad text, you should add the benefit. And so in this example, he says, do you convert 80% of your marketing proposals? Would you like to? And then in the actual ad creative, he's got an image here and it includes person, right? Happy person smiling. And you can see he's got some text there, how to convert 80% of your proposals. So it immediately sticks out while it's in my feed. And it kind of pre-qualifies me because I know it's for me. It's for agency owners. And I can immediately read the benefit without it getting buried in too much text. Now for the ad headline, he's suggesting who is this for, right? Put who the ad is for directly in the headline. That way you maximize the chance of people who are actually qualified and who you want to target actually clicking your ad and getting to your landing page. And then finally in the ad description, what are they going to get? Give them some sort of summary or example on what they're going to get when they click through your ad. Now you can see some examples here of some social media ads that have performed really well. Some of these may include or not include some of the best practices that we went over. However, if you need more inspiration, you can check out the Facebook ads library. There's also a TikTok ads library, and I'm sure there's something for Instagram and probably Snapchat as well. And there's plenty of third-party tools out there that pretty much aggregate and give you a library of some of the best performing ad copy. In this example, the slides, again, you can see happy, smiley people. You've got the benefit, you've got who it's for, and you've got an example of what they're going to get if they click through on the ad. Now I want to take a look at some of the ways you can measure the performance of these ads. So always remember to split test your advertising. Always run at least two versions of your ads. Let it run for, I would say, a minimum of 2 weeks if possible. And then find the winning ad copy, pause the loser, and then split test again. Always trying to find the best winning ad creative that you can. So when you split test, you can split test either the entire ad, you can split test audiences, you can split test ad creative, you might want to split test all of them. Here are some ideas on what you can split test. It can be as simple as the images or the video. It can be the audience, it can be the call to action, it can be the descriptions, even the landing pages that they click through on your website. Now, if you're following along in the video here, you'll see two sample ads that I split tested in a previous campaign. Very similar, the only difference here on the ads is the actual ad description, which is down below. So it says in version A, our cloud-based system manages everything from invoicing to documents, projects to email, et cetera, et cetera. And then in version B, it says, using Swell Enterprise helped me save $40,000 per year in my business because I could cancel ... right? The remaining of the testimonial. Now, out of these two ads, first I want to ask you, which one do you think did well? Version A had a click-through rate of 0.284%. Cost per click was $1.87, roughly $1.88. Cost per acquisition was $2.60. 19,000 impressions, 54 clicks, 39 conversions. Version B had a click-through rate of 0.521. The average cost per click on version B was $2.61. Cost per acquisition was $2.96, rounded. Impressions was 9,791. 51 clicks, 45 conversions. So out of these two ads, which one do you feel performed the best? If you said version A, this first one here, I would agree with you. And the reason being is because my cost per click was less, my cost per acquisition was less, I had more impressions on this, more clicks on this, I had slightly less conversions than version B, But again, I feel that if I had more time on running this campaign, I have no doubt this would have eventually excelled. Now, I would have stopped version B in this example, and I would have split tested another ad creative, which I eventually did. Now, when it comes into tracking and measuring your social media ad campaigns, first and foremost, you're going to want to make sure you set up your pixel and your conversions and events. Almost all ad platforms provide you with a pixel, which allows you to track events and how many people converted from your ads. You could track one event or multiple events. Examples include users who reached a thank you page, users that added a product to cart or went to checkout or reached a thank you for your order page. These are all different events that you could track. So if you wanted to track how many people actually added to the cart versus reached the checkout, and then finally who actually did check out, you could track all three of those events. And by doing so, you can uncover some really useful information on some potential bottlenecks of where users fall off. In terms of measuring, this is an example of showing you how we're tracking the conversion at each stage of the funnel of this software company. And so some of the KPIs to track and measure are going to really focus on conversions, clicks, click-through rate, and cost per click. Here's an example of an ad report for a campaign that ran for Swell Systems. And so really, I want to draw your attention to the first two here. One of these is a website remarketing, and the other one is using a custom general saved audience that I've used previously. Looking at this data, same budget, which one do you believe performed the best? So if you guessed the remarketing one, you would be absolutely correct. Basically, with the remarketing one, I was just remarketing to people who had already visited the website, who had not converted right away. And so I ran different remarketing ads to try to bring them back, get them to sign up, and ultimately pay for the platform. So in this example, website remarketing copy, the click-through rate for that one was 0.365%. Cost per click was about $2.23. I had 105 clicks on that campaign, 28,000 impressions, spent $234, generated 84 conversions. My cost per acquisition, my cost for each lead to acquire a customer was $2.79. This next one here is the solopreneur campaign. This is more of a general custom audience that I use. Same budget, pretty much same duration. That one had 0.407% click-through rate, $5.37 cost per click, had 109 clicks, 26,000 impressions. I spent $585, generated 20 conversions, at a customer acquisition cost of $29. So looking at these two, you can see where that remarketing one, the first campaign here, I was able to use the list that I got from my website to create a remarketing audience, segment those users based on what they're interested in. And this campaign yielded four times as much conversions for half the amount of money that I spent. And I had a significantly less customer acquisition cost. All right. So to close some notes with this presentation, a majority of this presentation is used towards Facebook, Instagram as an example. However, this same methodology can be and should be applied to most of your digital marketing channels. Again, looking at clicks and conversions being the holy grail. Remember to always split test your ads. What works for one set of audience may not work for another. A simple image change or call to action could make all the difference. Pause the losing ad and do another split test. Make sure to give your ads plenty of time to test. Again, I suggest a minimum of 2 weeks to determine if the ad is working or not. Most digital marketing channels have algorithms that learn as users start converting, so that's why it's important that you give it enough time. And then you can use some free tools like Google Analytics, Google Optimize, Hotjar, SmartLook to evaluate test changes and measure results from your landing pages. So let's look at how do you actually go about creating an audience. I'm in Facebook right now, and you can follow me by going to adsmanager.facebook.com and then clicking on the audiences section of Ads Manager. Once you're there, if you've never done this before, you should have three options. You can choose to create a custom audience, choose a lookalike audience, or a saved audience. And so to start with, I'm going to go ahead and choose create a custom audience. You can see here what's the source of your audience going to be. So if I have a list of email addresses, I'm probably going to choose customer list here. And it's going to walk me through uploading a list of customer or client emails that I can then use in my marketing, but also I can use to create a lookalike campaign. If you already have your pixel installed on the website, you can choose website. Or if you've got like an online store, maybe you want to choose something like catalog, or you can choose how many people interacted with your Facebook page or Instagram account, lead forms, videos, etc. For this example, I'm going to go through and just click website and click next. Once I've got this dialog box here, I'm going to make sure my pixel is chosen. So you can see I've got a pixel. I'm going to choose whether I want to target all website visitors, visitors who visited a specific page, or who did one of my conversions that I'm interested in. So let's say I'm just going to target all website people. I want to keep them in this audience for 30 days. However, I don't want my ads to show to people that are already our customers. So maybe I'm going to click exclude here, and I'm going to choose anybody who's completed registration or subscribed, which are my pixel events. I want to exclude them from this audience. I'm going to go ahead and name this audience. So I'll name it website visitors who are not customers. You can see there that I've got my first audience created. Now, let's say I wanted to do one more, create custom audience. And if I wanted to target people who visited a specific page on my website, I would choose people who visited specific web pages. Again, how long do you want to keep them here? 30, 60, 90 days, depends on your marketing campaigns. Now, for the URL, let's say I wanted to target people who visited the page pricing. And again, because I don't want people to see my ad that are already customers, I'm going to choose exclude. And I want to exclude people who have already subscribed. You can see here where I named this audience. For people who visited the pricing page, but they did not sign up, I'm going to click create audience. Perfect. So now I've got the choice where I can go ahead and create a lookalike audience. I can create an ad or create another custom audience. Now, let's say, for example, that I don't have a lot of web traffic, or I'm not yet ready to set up these custom audiences, maybe because I don't have the pixel set up and this is more of your first time. What you may want to do is go to saved audience. And to get started, you're going to want to name this audience. So I'm just saying general audience. You can search basically by city, by state. So let's go, maybe I want to target North Carolina, United States. Maybe I'll target a specific city like Wilmington, North Carolina. Now you can see here when I do that, I can change the radius of this pin. So maybe I don't want to target as far out as Leland. So I can click on this and change the radius. However, I'm totally fine with this suggestion. Right now, it's at a 25-mile radius of Wilmington, but I can expand that if I needed to or decrease that. Ages, now, I know just from my own experience that the people that are most likely going to be buying this would be like 28, probably up to about 50. And then gender, I'll keep there. Okay, so you can see here that I've already filled out some of the detailed targeting information. I've got business page admins because I know that the people that I would be doing business with or who would be interested in the software are probably going to be the admins of a business page on Facebook. I've got engaged shoppers. Maybe they're currently investigating different CRMs or different project management tools. As far as their fields of study, I've got web design programming, web design, web development. Some of their interests may include things like HubSpot, Salesforce, Sugar CRM. And then as far as their interest online, they're interested in website design. Now I can choose to add some exclusions here or narrow this audience even further. So as an example, if I click narrow further, I can choose something like income and say I want to target the top 5% of zip codes in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I can continue to target and narrow that down a little bit further by the top 10%. Now, I can click away. Let's say I want to add an exclusion. Maybe there's an audience or some interest that I want to exclude here, such as type advertising agency. If they work in an advertising agency, I want to exclude them from this audience. However, I don't want to do that, but for demonstration purposes, let's go ahead and proceed with that. So now I can create the saved audience. And when I go to create my ads later on, I can use this saved audience to expedite my ad creation process, right? And as I'm working with other people, they don't have to do the guesswork on the targeting, or maybe they can update this audience if they find more information, more valuable information they want to use. So at this stage, you can see I've already got a saved audience here, which I've called general audience, and I've created two custom audiences based on the pixel on my website. So visitors who have visited the website but have not signed up, and then visitors who have visited the pricing page on our website but have not signed up. The last thing I want to walk you through here is creating a lookalike audience. So to create a lookalike audience, you just choose the source and you can choose create new source here, or choose from your predefined list. And then you can select if it's going to be the website or your physical store. In my case, it's the website. Now I want to target people who have done an event. So maybe this is purchase or other event with a value or no event. And you can choose from the predefined option there. And then lastly, I want to choose the location. Let's say it's United States. Now, when you get to the audience size, how many lookalike audiences you want to create here, I'm going to keep it at 1%. Basically, the way this works is the more narrow or the smaller the percentage, the more laser targeted your lookalike audience is going to be. So it's more likely that the people in this audience are going to match the demographics and psychographics of my customers or of this audience if I keep it at 1%, versus if I go all the way out to 10%, there's a chance that people are going to see my ads that don't necessarily match what my audience is interested in. So I'm going to go ahead and click Create Audience here. And once that's done, my audience should be ready for me to use. Now, did you know that Facebook has an ads library? And this is really helpful because if you want to get some inspiration on like what are some of your competitors doing or other people doing in the industry, you can visit the Facebook ads library and just go to Google and search it and you'll find it. It should be the first one that pops up. Once you're on this page though, in the search ads panel, under ad category, just go ahead and select all ads. Now, if I wanted to filter this out by web design agencies, I just type in web design as the subject, and it will search all ads from anybody who has web design in their ad creative. Now, I can do this by a specific topic. I can do it also by a specific page. So you can see here, I just ran that sample, and I could see some of the ads that are currently running. So this gives me an idea on, again, like what other kind of creative are people using in their ad copy. It may give some inspiration for me and like some things that I could pull into my ad copy to make it similar but unique, of course. Or I can just type a competitor's name in and hit search and get an idea on what a specific competitor is doing for their advertising. As you'll see here, I typed in GoDaddy and I can see some of the samples that GoDaddy is currently running in its ad creative, including the ad text, the call to actions, the ad descriptions, and the type of creative. So is it a video? Is it a carousel? Is it an image? Etc. And I may start saving some of these so that I can come back and reference them as I'm creating my own ads. But again, this is a great place to go if you're looking for inspiration. You may be happy to learn that TikTok has something very similar. You can go to TikTok Creative Center and you can explore some of the top ads that are currently running on TikTok. So if you're a product or a service and you need some inspiration, you can look up an example on TikTok in terms of ads and ad copy that has been working really well. And so I typed in dryer vent here and you can see an example of an eco dryer ball of an ad that's been running. Now, also on this page, you can get an idea on how much the click-through rate is, what the budget is, and how many likes or what the engagement has looked like for this specific topic that I search. And one more place you may want to check out while you're in the creative center of TikTok is the trends page. The trends page will show you popular hashtags, songs, creators, and TikTok videos that are trending right now. And so since it is Memorial Day weekend, of course, Memorial Day weekend is the number one trending hashtag on TikTok right now. And you can see those trends. So if you're looking to post your social media content and kind of latch on to some of these trends to increase your chance of your exposure, this would be a great place to start checking out. As well as, do you need some ideas for background songs that you can have or some creators that you can use and possibly get to use as an influencer for your product or your service? This is a great place where you can go and start gathering all this information as you start to prepare your social media marketing content. All right, so I told you at the beginning of the video that I had some prompts that I would share with you to help you when it comes to creating your social media marketing and just your social media management campaigns. So go to your favorite AI tool for this. I'll be using ChatGPT. And once you're on the ChatGPT website, I want you to go ahead and paste this prompt in. You're an expert content creator and social media marketing expert. You understand very clearly the role of marketing a business on social media and what purpose it serves throughout the sales funnel. You also understand which social media platforms perform best for different industries and different target audiences and demographics. I'm going to provide you with information about my business, my target audience, and the goal of my social media marketing campaign. I want you to create SMART goals for me based on the info I provide for you. Go down a couple lines and type in your business name, your business website, your target audience information, the goal of your social media marketing campaign, your advertising budget, the duration of how long the advertising campaign is going to last. Basically, anything and everything you can give ChatGPT will make the output that much more valuable to you. Okay, so I filled in my information and hit enter, and ChatGPT has already returned the results for me. So here are the SMART goals for the social media marketing campaign for the example business I put in here, Swell Enterprise by Swell Systems. As far as the S part of SMART goals specific, the goal is to increase signups for Swell Enterprise software from small business owners in the service industry. Target audience are small business owners with 1 to 20 employees, including graphic designers, web designers, photographers, with at least 3 years in business and a gross revenue of at least $1 million annually. Platform focus should be LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, given the professional and visual nature of the target audience. Now, for that M in SMART goals, measurable, the goal is to achieve 300 new software signups by the end of the 90-day campaign. Some of the metrics to track: number of signups from social media channels, conversion rate from ad clicks to signups, engagement rates, likes, comments, shares, etc., on posts and ads, and the click-through rate on our ads. The A of SMART goals for achievable, the goal is to utilize the $1,000 a month advertising budget efficiently to reach the target audience. The strategy is to allocate the budget across LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram with a focus on highly targeted ads. LinkedIn ads may be $500 a month for targeted professional outreach. Facebook and Instagram ads, $500 a month for visual and engagement-driven ads. The content plan, weekly educational posts highlighting the efficiency and productivity benefits of Swell Enterprise, bi-weekly case studies and testimonials from current users, and then monthly webinars or live Q&A sessions to engage directly with potential users. The R for SMART goals, relevant. The goal is to drive awareness and demonstrate the value of Swell Enterprise as an all-in-one tool to enhance efficiency and productivity for small business owners. Some of the key messages: simplify your business management with one tool, enhance productivity and service delivery, real success stories from businesses like yours. The T for SMART goals, time-bound. The goal is achieve the target of 300 new signups within the 90-day campaign duration. Timeline includes month one, focus on brand awareness and initial engagement. Month two, intensify efforts on lead generation and conversion. Month three, push for final conversions and retarget interested leads. Summary of my SMART goals, specific. Target small business owners in the service industry to increase software signups. Measurable. Achieve 300 new signups with tracked metrics. Achievable. Utilize $1,000 a month budget efficiently across LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Relevant. Highlight Swell Enterprise's efficiency and productivity benefits. And then time bound. Complete the campaign and achieve goals within 90 days. As you can see, these SMART goals will help you focus your social media marketing efforts to achieve measurable success with the defined timeline and budget. So this is all really great information. What I would do with this is I would go ahead and copy it over to a Google Doc, maybe some sort of project plan, so that I could start to share this with my team or my vendors that I'm working with. But let's go ahead and take this a step further. Let's say I want ChatGPT to also give me an idea on the different types of social media posts that I can use organically on my social media channels to start promoting Swell Enterprise in a way that provides value, but also tries to get people interested to click through to our website and sign up. And remember, when they click through to the website, they fall into my pixel. Now they might start seeing our retargeting ads across the web, so we start remarketing to them. Go ahead and type this prompt in. I want you to create a hierarchical ordered list of social media post ideas that use 80% value-based content and 20% promotion of services. Also include which social media platform is best for each type, and provide an idea of what type of images or videos would work well with each post. Hit enter and wait for the return. Without fail, ChatGPT has returned its output to me. So it's provided me with an ordered list of social media post ideas using value-based content, 80%, and the 20% promotional content. So under value-based content, it's suggesting I use educational content, 30% of the 80. The post type would be like tips and tricks for efficiency, posting on LinkedIn and Facebook. It gives me ideas for the images or videos that I could use here. I would also include industry trends and insights and how-to guides and tutorials. If I do the industry trends and insights, it says I should post that on LinkedIn and Facebook. The how-to guides and tutorials, I should post on LinkedIn and YouTube. For the engagement side of the value-based content, I should include polls and questions on Facebook and Instagram stories, user-generated content on Instagram and LinkedIn, discussion threads on LinkedIn and Facebook groups, and then success stories at 20%. I could use client testimonials on LinkedIn and Facebook, case studies on LinkedIn and Facebook, success metrics on LinkedIn, Instagram. And then finally, interactive content. This would include webinars and live Q&A sessions on LinkedIn Live and Facebook Live, and then contests and giveaways on Instagram and Facebook. Now for the promotional content, which I had slotted for 20%, it'd say my product promotion should make up 10% of that, and I should focus on feature highlights on LinkedIn and Facebook. It also, of course, gives me ideas for what types of images or videos I can use, as well as limited time offers on Instagram and Facebook. And then I should use service announcements as the remaining 10% there, new service launches on LinkedIn and Facebook, and then updates and improvements and posting that on LinkedIn and Facebook. So it gives me an idea at the very end here, a summary of image and video suggestions based on the different post type, as well as what are some softwares or tools that I can use to create this image or video creative that I'm going through here. So one last thing I want to walk you through in terms of wrapping this up is paste the following prompt in, create a hierarchical ordered list of social media marketing campaigns that we can use in the different stages of the social media marketing campaign. Include examples of targeting options, ad headlines, ad descriptions, type of visual creative, call to action, and what should be included on the landing page. Hit enter and wait. So ChatGPT just finished and I have a hierarchical ordered list of social media marketing campaigns based on everything that's been suggested to me so far that I can then put into a Google Doc and start editing or modifying and tweaking it a bit to make it more unique or make it more my own if you decide to do so. In the awareness stage, which is the top of funnel, it's saying that my campaign should be educational content and gives me ideas for targeting options based on my target audience that I put forth in the beginning. It also gives me some ideas on ad headlines I can use, like Transform Your Business Management Today, Discover the Ultimate Tool for Service Industry Professionals. It gives me ideas for ad descriptions I can use. Struggling to manage your business efficiently, Swell Enterprise is here to help you streamline your operations and boost productivity. The other one suggested was join thousands of business owners who have revolutionized their workflow with Swell Enterprise. Click to discover how we can help you. It gives me ideas on the visual type of creative I can use and which call to action I can use, as well as what should I have on the landing page to help increase my chances of this user clicking on this ad and converting from this stage. The second campaign it's suggesting for me at this stage are industry trends and insights. And again, I have targeting options. I have ad headlines, ad descriptions, what type of visual creative would do well here, the call to action, and what the landing page should include. Now for the consideration stage for the middle of the funnel, it's suggesting I have a campaign that runs for success stories and case studies, my targeting options, my ad headlines, my ad descriptions, the type of visual creative, call to action, and what my landing page should include. The other campaign, because again, we're always split testing, right? The other campaign would include interactive content. Targeting options are included, ad headlines, ad description, type of visual creative, the call to actions, and what should be included on my landing page. Finally, at the decision stage, which is the bottom of the funnel, I've got a campaign for product promotions and featured highlights, my targeting options, my ad headlines, descriptions, the type of visual creative, the call to action, the landing page, and the second campaign, which would be limited time offers. It includes the ad headlines, ad descriptions, visual creative, call to action, and landing page suggestions. Finally, at the end, it gives me overall visual creative suggestions based on the different types of creative it provided me, as well as the tools and software that can be used to create these. And then what is essential when it comes to my landing page and what should I absolutely have included on my landing page to increase the chance that people are going to sign up and convert from these ads. So I hope that was extremely valuable to you. As I mentioned, I went ahead and built a custom GPT bot on ChatGPT. There'll be a link to it in our free community at theentrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com. But if you'd like to explore that and mess around with some of the prompts that I've already tried and created to get some information like this for your business, just go ahead and sign up for the free community. Once you're there, you'll see a link for the Social Media Strategist custom ChatGPT bot that I've created. And in order to use that bot, you just type get started. It should prompt you with three different choices, whether you want to create a social media marketing campaign, social media management, or both. And so if you type both, it will walk you through in a conversational dialogue what it needs from you in order to do that. So you can see here it's asking for my business name. I'll say Design Loud and my website. And then it's going to ask me some information on my target audience. And so I'll paste that information here because I already have a loose boilerplate of that saved. And it's going to go ahead and kick out the social media marketing campaign after it asks me what the goal is. So I'll say generates clients. All right. And after I've given it the required information, you can see where it's starting to create a social media marketing campaign for me based on the criteria that I gave it, which also includes the different stages of the sales funnel, what types of ads to create and what the landing pages should include. And then at the very end here, it's going to also provide me with the social media post that I may want to schedule with my social media tool. And as you can see, in just a matter of a couple of minutes, I was able to get a really good starting point on a social media marketing campaign, as well as social media content ideas that I can utilize in my social media calendar for the next number of days. Now, if you wanted to take this one step further from here, what I would do is ask ChatGPT to organize this in a calendar, or even in an Excel file that I can then share with my vendors or my team. So I just typed a prompt just to take it one step further, saying create a social media posting calendar for the next 90 days based on your suggestions. Tell me when to post, where to post, and what time to post. Also include in the table what the post is and the suggestion for the type of visual creative. I'll go ahead and hit enter. And as you can see, I now have a 90-day social media posting calendar based on all the suggestions, which include the date I need to post, the day, the time, which platform, what type of post it is, the content, and the visual creative that I should include in that post. You can continue to take this even further if you like by also creating a calendar of specific tasks and due dates on the social media marketing side so that you know when you need to have certain things done and the steps that you need to take in order to have a successful social media marketing campaign. Hopefully everything I've provided you in this video has been extremely helpful. If you found this video valuable, please do me a solid and rank it or review it on wherever you're consuming this media. Also, feel free to tag or share with a friend, anybody who you feel like may find value in this video. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Hey, make sure you subscribe for more insights, and if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Join our free community at entrepreneurbootcamppodcast.com, and let's start building a great business together.